When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo Life Magazine is a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? I am. You can see right behind me is the poster for the Goyang 2020 World Taekwondo Pumse Championships, which came to a conclusion this weekend in Goyangsi, Korea, just slightly north of Seoul in the Seoul province. And we talked a little bit about it last week and how exciting it is, how exciting it was to be returning to play, so to speak, after the COVID pandemic. The 2020 championships were canceled. The history of this is the World Taekwondo Pumse Championships began in 2006 and have taken place, aside from now, every 2 years. It is the highest level international event for Pumse competitors in the world. It is essentially the Olympics of Pumse. And this event did not disappoint. It was truly, truly exciting. I'll have some commentary on the coverage and on the streams, but the level of performance, the level of excitement, the level of camaraderie was really just spectacular, breathtaking to behold. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online are our partners, and they continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs, for all your sports info. You can find all of the latest sports developments, including the updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that MLB is back as well. Who are you picking in this marathon haul towards the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including they now have this live betting and your favorite casino style and Vegas casino and poker games. So it's a lot of fun. There's something there really for everybody who's in the betting world. It's super easy to get started. Go over to that website today if you haven't done that on your mobile device or on your computer and use the promo code BLEAV. That's our network, BLEAV. That's BLEAV. You can look for the link in our show notes and you get your 50% welcome bonus. Bet online where the gaming starts. So the event had beautiful opening ceremonies. They did a little bit of the history. They talked a little bit about the fact that Taekwondo had become, through the efforts of things that we've talked about, through the 1993 World Taekwondo Championships in Madison Square Garden, through the International Olympic Committee's recognition that it became an Olympic sport for Taekwondo, for sparring, for karugi, and talked a little bit about the emergence of sport Pumse and the World Championships. 60-some-odd countries, a total of 900 athletes, that actually that number went up from when we originally thought it was going to be in the 800s, competed, converged on Korea, on the province, the Seoul province, and took place for 4 days of high-level Pumse in recognized and freestyle teams, pairs, the whole nine yards. And at the end of all of that, every World Taekwondo Championship since they came underway in 2006, Korea has been on top, and this was no exception. They ended up with 20 gold medals, a total of 28 medals, followed by Chinese Taipei and the United States of America, the USA, in third place. We had a total of 28 medals. This was the greatest performance by the U.S. Pumse team and Pumse athletes ever since the event has been underway. It was a tremendous showing, and we'll talk a little bit about the reaction to that but it was very, very exciting to see. I watched a lot of it. It took place in the evening here because, of course, Korea, it took place during the day, Korea being approximately 12 hours ahead. In the evening, at the end of my day, for as long as I could stay awake, I watched as much of it as I could on YouTube streaming, and it was on Facebook streaming. My biggest issue with watching it was that the camera angles were very far. I guess they didn't have any type of panning cameras or commentary. They simply had cameras that were set up. They did show you the division, but they did not show you the result. You couldn't see the immediate results for each of the athletes. When normally those of us that are familiar with being spectators to Pumse, you see the judges enter. If it's recognized Pumse, they enter the accuracy scores in real time. Then you see those. Then you see the presentation scores. Similar in freestyle, there's the technical scores and the presentation scores, but you couldn't see any of that in the feeds. So while you were able to see the performances, you were not able, and you were able to hear the crowd. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Some of the crowd was really, really exciting. I mean, Mexico in particular, every time one of the athletes from Mexico got up to hear the chanting of the Mexican fans that were there was really wonderful. USA had tremendous cheering as well. Pumse is a little different from Karugi. For those that aren't familiar, you know, during Karugi, because of all of the action, you hear a lot of spectator noise while it's going on. With Pumse, you'll hear some before. It's generally pretty quiet during the performance. And then as soon as the performance ends, particularly when the scores go up, you hear a lot of cheering. So I think it was President Chow who said at the beginning that in the balance, you know, Karugi is the martial sport and Pumse is certainly the martial art. And we talked in our episode 91, which was way back 2 years ago, how Pumse saved Taekwondo, about how the COVID pandemic helped people to become more involved in training Pumse and being able to achieve high levels of Pumse. And this being the first Pumse championship since the pandemic sort of really solidified that and the place of Pumse in the Taekwondo world. So as we said, I'm reading from the press release, U.S. Master and head of team Ron Southwick said, for the past week, I've had the best seat in the house at the 2020 World Taekwondo Pumse Championships in Goyang, Korea. Aside from witnessing the phenomenal performances of our U.S. national Pumse team, I watched the talented coaches, managers, and liaisons, medical staff, and parents help create an environment of success for this wonderful team. From our humble beginnings in this sport, the United States has been forced to reckon with and has set its sight on becoming number one in the world. I think it's important to recognize that all the previous members of this team who helped to build the foundation that we stand on today. I would also like to thank the CEO and staff of USA Taekwondo and our new national sponsor, Adidas. Go Team USA. Very, very exciting. Coach Dan Chung was there. He's the head coach for the Pumse team. He's also the head of the NCTA and the ECTC. We've worked with him extensively over the years, certainly through my work with the NCTA. He talked about how satisfying it was to be part of this and what a wonderful event it was. The first medal for the U.S. was earned by, gold medal, was earned by Master Barbara Brand. She, in another press release, one that we forwarded, she announced that that is her retirement. She went out with a gold, and she is now going to be part of the athlete and coach development program for USA Taekwondo, and couldn't ask for somebody better to do that. Male under 50 individual, Master Pok Sun Yang, got his third medal in world championships. He got a bronze. He said, Team USA is so close to being the best in the world. We are right there and just one further step away. We can do it. You can sense this competition between the United States, Taipei has a wonderful program, and Korea. But the reality of it is, in terms of growth, the U.S. program has grown so much. Korea's had a great program. We are catching up very, very, very quickly. And that is truly exciting. There's a whole list of winning folks and teams and pairs. I know that AJ Munoz came in. She got a silver medal, I believe, in freestyle. Certainly not a huge surprise there. She's terrific. She's been at the forefront of the freestyle movement in the United States. Karen Riel, she placed extremely well. Carissa Fu, Miyako Yurik, they all did very, very well, medaled. You can catch some of the performances, and you can catch the entire medal count. It was interesting to see. There's an understanding in the world about Pumse that Far East Asia has the best Pumse program in the world. United States has a very strong Pumse program. Australia is up and coming. A good part of Europe and Africa are getting there, but are a little bit further behind in the Pumse world. And if you watch these championships, aside from the fact that, yes, Spain did do well, Denmark had some good athletes, but overall, the performances by the various teams and players, they really bared out to be able to show that. It was exciting to see how strong freestyle Pumse has become. It's a very, very different. The rules, of course, are different. It is visually, for those who don't really understand what it is, there are structured elements, but it's very much like combining elements of a demonstration, which everyone's familiar with the structure of Pumse, and it comes up with a hybrid blend. And from the standpoint of aesthetics, and when we interviewed Master Tony Beyond for our cover story of the April-May issue, even though he's a Karugi guy, a Karugi master and a Karugi, he's on the Karugi side, he really commented as well that freestyle Pumse is so aesthetically interesting to watch that from the spectator standpoint, there's a great future for freestyle. So I really look forward to seeing what's going to happen now. The team has come back enthusiastic. As they said, they have a new sponsor. There's going to be a lot coming back to the home dojangs, a desire to continue to perpetuate this program, this enthusiasm. 2 years away is not long. We have, coming up, we have Paris 2024 for the Olympics, for the sparring end, and we're going to have a 2024 World Taekwondo Pumse Championship, and we look forward to seeing, will the United States inch closer to that top spot and dethrone the reigning champion in Korea? My name is Mark Sirianis. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. I look forward to seeing you on the mat, where we will be not only engaging in Karugi, but in Pumse as well. Thank you, and have a good week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.